Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We call it in the Psalm of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord. I want to welcome you to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teachings of Pastor Darling Bundage, wonderful woman of God, Apostle Antone, getting us started today on our way, hallelujah, God. And it's our power prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will not choose dates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will not choose Lord with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, just call his name. Jesus, there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus. Like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away. But there's something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. He can turn the tide and calm the anger. He alone decides who writes the sin beneath. He lights every star that lights our darkest night. He knows every lie that you and I have told. He can touch a tree and turn the leaves to gold. Still, he finds the time to hear a child's first words. Though it makes him sad to see the way we live, he'll always say, I forgive. How is it? Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God, Apostle Antone, Anthony Hussey. We thank God for being here on this Thursday morning, the 4th day of June. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for all that has transpired this week. We thank God for everyone that's here, everyone that's in the queue, everyone behind the scene, the technicians. Hallelujah to God. Bless God in the name of Jesus. We thank God and we worship God and we praise God for you. Hallelujah to God. We thank God because we're here at Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends under the teaching of evangelists, pastor, grandma, hallelujah, wonderful person, God, best darling mother. We thank God for, thank God that she's here. Thank God that she's taking care of some business, hallelujah, the families down in Texas. But we're here to go on in this hour of power of prayer to worship and to praise the Lord and to tell the Lord thank you for all things, hallelujah, that has transpired. We thank God for the scripture of the week. We thank God for the broadcast. We thank God that you come to the morning, hallelujah, every morning, hallelujah, and glean from the word of God and from what the prayer is all about. That we have joined our hearts together in love, hallelujah, God, to lift up and to praise the Lord, hallelujah, to God, and to tell him thank you, Lord God, because he's yet moving by his spirit and by his power, even now, with the pandemic that is going on, and the looting going on, and the demonstration, hallelujah, God, the labeling, some peaceful, some have been violence, but the going on, hallelujah, to God, and we see the workmanship of God's hand in the most difficult places, hallelujah, to God. He's still working miracles in my life, hallelujah, God. He works miracles so great. That's just the kind of God we serve, hallelujah, God. We thank God because he sits high, and he looks low, and he discerns the heart of men. If I were you, I would praise the Lord. This is a very good time to give God the honor, the glory, and the praise, and the praise in, hallelujah, to God. And use what you have to talk with God, hallelujah, to God. Just call on the name of Jesus because the Lord is the strong tower, the righteous runneth therein, they are saved, hallelujah to God. Even though we pray, hallelujah to God, and we don't know what to say at times, the Spirit of God, a lot of us, many of us, has the Spirit of the Holy Ghost able to pray in tongues, and the Spirit of God give the utterance, hallelujah to God, that the Spirit of God begins to make intercession for us, hallelujah to God. He's the mediator between God and man. He's the mediator of one, hallelujah to God. Pleading our case, to the Father for us in the name, hallelujah, God, that's above every name. We are kingdom children, hallelujah, to God, and that we must remember, hallelujah, God, that we are bought for the price, hallelujah, God, that God sent his only begotten Son that died on Calvary, hallelujah, God, to purchase us, oh Lord God, with his blood, hallelujah, God, the sinless Lamb of God. Before the foundation of the world, God decided that he loves you, hallelujah, to God, that he would make a way out of hallelujah, God. So he sent his son Jesus, hallelujah, God. And we are there proselyte to Lord God. We are worship of the Lord God. They call us Christian. We are called by his name, hallelujah, God. The Almighty God is our Father. So what we're going through, God is going to bring us out, hallelujah, God. Jesus, on a number of times, told us, let not your heart be troubled. He said, for in my Father's house are many mansions that were not so. I would have told you, hallelujah to God. He said, I go away and I go. He's gone away to prepare a place for you. He said, and if I go away to prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. He said, there where I am, there ye shall be also, hallelujah to God. All we have to do is worship and praise God. We worship Him, we talk Him, we live by His statutes, hallelujah, God. And God will deliver, He will set free. He will touch grandchildren, hallelujah, God. Grandfathers, grandmothers, adults, young adults, parents, hallelujah, God. To nations, hallelujah, God. People, every tongue, every kindred, God knows exactly where you are. So we just come this morning to tell God, thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. More and more things are opening up, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bind the powers of darkness, oh Lord God. Astral projection, incantation, witchcraft, soothsayers, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we come up against every burial and accusation, oh Lord God, against the ministry, oh Lord God, against Christ, oh Lord God. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for being here on the broadcast, oh Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would have your way, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh God. We pray that you bless the Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, her family, and the Kennedy family, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you bless the Horsley family, Lord God, my wife, oh Lord God, and all everyone else that is in their prospective places, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We just come to give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God, Minister Janet, Pastor Scholastica, Brenda, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you this morning, for, oh God, for my wife, oh Lord God, for over 36 years, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because you're still working miracles so great, oh Lord God, there's no one else like you. Thank you, Lord God, because you give us the patience, oh Lord God, and give us the wisdom, oh Lord God, to be still, oh Lord God, and know that you're on our side, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you have blessed us, oh Lord God, you have saved us, oh Lord God, and you have given us an unction from the Holy One, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You gave us spirit of discernment, oh Lord God, that we may discern the times and the things that are happening, oh Lord God, to your people while we're here, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray for those, oh Lord God, who are going through a time of bereavement, oh Lord God. Family members have transitioned into eternal life, oh Lord God. And we thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Some have died of old timely death, oh Lord God, from the virus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Some others had miscarriages, oh Lord God. We pray for their strength, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for those that are in hospitals, oh Lord God, daycare, Lord God, and nursing homes, oh Lord God, and hospice care, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray for those, oh Lord God, who have just confusion in their mind, oh Lord God, for so many things going on right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for a number of things that we see, oh Lord God. We do thank you for it, oh Lord God. Lord God, they sent the man back into space in a commercial vehicle sort of thing. Don't quite understand, Lord God. First time in about 9 to 11 years, oh Lord God. Things are steady moving on one hand, oh Lord God. But Lord God, there's your people, oh Lord God, that are called by your name, oh Lord God, that need healing, deliverance, set free, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the report, oh Lord God, of a wretched, Lord God, that the house is going up, oh Lord God, and things are well there, Lord God. Lord God, and we see, oh Lord God, by the media, Lord God, that there's a storm out on the ocean, oh Lord God. They're developing, oh Lord God. Here in Florida, Lord God, we're in what they call the hurricane season, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we come to you and pray for America, Lord God, because it says that America is on rest, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Each day, more and more speakers, oh Lord God, add and encourage, oh Lord God, to calm down the cold, oh Lord God, and set the tone, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we want them to know that Jesus is alive and well, oh Lord God. And that he says, come on to me, all of you that are burdened of a heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Hallelujah to God. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent, oh Lord God. If you speak it, you'll bring it to pass, oh Lord God. Your word said, oh Lord God, that you keep their mind in perfect peace, your mind is stayed on you, Lord God. And our mind is on in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that schools out, oh Lord God, for the summer, Lord God, and school's been out for a while, oh Lord God, but we pray. Lord God, everything that is behind the scene, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Even bless those that come to glean by listening, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God bless Pastor Dolly, Lord God, who has a birthday that's coming up, Lord God, in another 9 days, the 13th of June, Lord God, and happy birthday to everyone that is born in the month of June. May God bless you, richly bless you, and keep you. Talking to those that are able, Lord God, we pray that their heart will be touched, Lord God, to send cards and love, Lord God, the Ali tribe, Lord God, that's coming up at the end of the broadcast, Lord God, that they will begin to send expressions of love, Lord God. Lord God, I'm praying for the support of the ministry, Lord God, that it will continue to honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Still, Lord God, believing to go on other stations, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, just want to stay in our lane, oh Lord God, and do our part, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We don't want to be the ones, oh Lord God, that bury the talent in the ground, oh Lord God, because we know how awesome and how you are, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and you get souls, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, oh God, your harvest you have not sworn, as it said, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But we thank you, oh Lord God, for what little that you allow us to do here, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we give that name the honor, the glory, the praise, God, of which it deserves in the name of Jesus, Lord God. From the rising of the sun, oh Lord God, to the going down of the same, oh Lord God, your name is being praised, oh Lord God. Lord God, this world is moved by your command, oh Lord God. So we praise you, God. We worship you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We bring you the fruits of our lips this morning, oh Lord God. This sacrifice of praise, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask that you bless wives and husbands this morning, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would strengthen, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Minister Ben, Jamila, God, and their family, oh Lord God, and all that are raising those small children right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they be trained up, oh Lord God, in the way that they should go, oh Lord God, that when they get older, oh Lord God, they would not stray away, oh Lord God. The way I was raised, oh Lord God, they had put the training in early, oh Lord God. When wife came, oh Lord God, when its interruptions, oh Lord God, when the chastisement of the world came, oh Lord God, when the chastisement came, oh Lord God, it was of you, oh Lord God, pushing and molding me into the way that you would have me to go, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Just come to give you thanks, oh Lord God, to reverence your name and to praise you, oh Lord God, for what we're going through right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, because we know, oh Lord God, that there's a cloud and a silver lining, Lord God. There's light at the end of the tunnel, Lord God. We know that you're the end of last, oh Lord God, the same day, the same yesterday and the day forever, Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting. God is your reign, O Lord God. The earth is the Lord, O Lord God, and the fullness thereof, God, and they that dwell therein, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You are a strong tower, Lord God. The righteous runneth in there, O Lord God, and they are saved, O Lord God. God, we ask that you touch people's heart, O Lord God, and send that fresh anointing, O Lord God, the oil, O Lord God, of gladness for the spirit of heaviness, O Lord God, the garment of praise, O Lord God, that you people rejoice in the Lord always, O Lord God, and then again I say rejoice. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you, Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, that you have sent, O Lord God, here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come to tell you, Lord God, about the things that we're going through, O Lord God. We just came to have fellowship with you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We come to lay the gifts down on the altar, O Lord God, and to seek thy face, O Lord God, whether it's yea and amen, O Lord God. That's in all the blessings of God, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We pray for strength, O Lord God, to pursue, Lord God, and to go forth and to conquer, Lord God, every weakness, shortcoming, failure, every demon, every devil, O Lord God. So, God, we came to thank you today, Lord God. We came to praise you today, O Lord God. We come to tell you today how much we love you, Lord God. We appreciate all that you're doing this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, because that name is above all names, O Lord God. For God has spoken once and twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. So we came to worship you, Lord God. We came to praise you, Lord God. We come to thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we came to say and do our part, oh Lord God, to add to the praise and the worship, of Lord God, to tell you how much we love you, we adore you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the city is opening up, oh Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and things that are going on, oh, Lord God, I believe that library soon will be opened up again, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we pray, oh, Lord God, that while the pandemic is on, oh, Lord God, that many parishioners, oh, Lord God, and many laypersons, oh, Lord God, and many pastors and many ministers and many housewives and many husbands and teenagers, oh, Lord God, are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord God. Let people know, oh, Lord God, that if they will repent and turn from their ways, oh, Lord God, that they receive you into their heart, oh, Lord God, and turn from their wicked ways, oh, Lord God, and no wise can cast them out, oh, Lord God. We understand, oh, Lord God, that it's to the utmost that you save, oh, Lord God, that you're able to pick up and turn around, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. So we pray, oh, Lord God, that you touch hearts, long live, Lord God, the whole skeletal system, oh Lord God, restoration, oh Lord God, to the body of Christ, restoration, oh Lord God, the United States of America, oh Lord, let the people go back to God, oh Lord God, before it's too late, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, we pray against incantation, witchcraft, spiritual, Lord God, astral projection, oh Lord God, authority, spiritual, biophysical, spiritual, oh God, everything that ignites, knowledge, oh Lord God, everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, oh Lord God, we cast it down, oh Lord God. We stand in the day on the promises of God that cannot fail, oh Lord God. Standing, oh Lord God, on your promise that says by your stripes that we are healed, oh Lord God. Standing on your promise, oh Lord God, because you are the firstborn of the dead, oh Lord God. And in you we move, we breathe, and we have our being. So Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We came to worship you, Lord God. We came to honor you, to bring the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, oh Lord God, those that are still there, Lord God, in the valley of despondency, oh Lord God, those that have not found the light, oh Lord God, we pray that they will receive you as a Lord and Savior. So we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, God, of doing what you deserve in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. My heart is filled with joy today, oh Lord God, knowing that you're working all things out, oh Lord God, and that you rule this world by your own counsel, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, we praise you, in Jesus' name. We say amen and amen again. I want to welcome you to the broadcast, Prayer Deliverance Ministry. You are a circle of friends. Hallelujah, God. This is our hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah, God. Today is Thursday, the fourth day of June. And we thank you, God, and give our Lord 2020. Hallelujah, God. It's the fourth day, hallelujah to God. A month from now, it'll be the 4th of July, hallelujah to God. We are Independence Day, hallelujah to God, and things have changed. They don't know they're going to work the fireworks. They're talking about the pandemic and everything. But hallelujah, but our God is able, hallelujah to God. Our God is able. You and we praise you. We thank you for being here. All that is in pew. Hallelujah to God. We want to take this time and check with our Pastor Darlene to see if she has something this morning. That we're going to get your name, get your prayer request, and have words, hallelujah to God, of prayer, hallelujah to God. We have opportunity to, hallelujah to God, we have opportunity. We'll see how the hour goes. We just want to check in, giving her all due respect, hallelujah to God, because God has placed her at the helm, hallelujah to God. This is the vision, hallelujah to God. That's in our heart, hallelujah. We're just joining hands together in a circle, hallelujah to God, because we've been doing this a long time. Don't want to ever take the lead, hallelujah to God, and run with it, not get people there. Respect, it's a lot of work, hallelujah to God. It's a lot of years, hallelujah to God, working, getting up, preparing messages, hallelujah to God, sorting God's face, hallelujah to God, asking God what he needs from us, hallelujah to God, to put on the ear, hallelujah, God, how to pray, being attentive to the Spirit, hallelujah to God, answering God's calling, hallelujah, dreams and visions, hallelujah to God. When she was up, I believe, in Washington, one of the states, hallelujah to God, she seen this bridge that just collapsed, I believe it was, and God had us to pray, and God saved, and the man just knew that was just it, hallelujah to God. Thinking about her uncle or cousin Marvin, Uncle Marvin, hallelujah to God, how God blessed thee, hallelujah. God and cousin seek, hallelujah to God, that receive the Holy Ghost for a consistency of prayer. So we like to give honor where it's due, hallelujah to God, and give me respect, hallelujah to God. Thank God that she's way praying, that she's getting rest and everything that's going smooth, hallelujah to God, because we're here for the long haul, we're going through, hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus, we Thank God. You saying, Pastor Dolly, I know you're there this morning. You had something up here because somebody came to God's attention right now. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here today, and I thank God for Apostle Horsley. I thank God for our Sister Marie, who facilitated earlier this week. I appreciate you all and Dr. Scholastica as she prepares and facilitates on our Friday morning, and each and everyone who's here, your respective places, whatever you contribute, whether it's a prayer request, praying with us, and being in agreement. Somebody's making noise. If you could mute your line, that would be lovely. Amen. So this morning, I just want to, there's something Sister Miss B gave me, a name of a cream. Those who have issues with your joints and you've got pain in your joints, there's something she said she's using. It's called Terray. Let me spell it. V-O-N-T-A-R-E-N.
Sister.
Yes.
Sister. Is it V-O-L?
L, okay. All right. V-O-L-T-A-R-R-E-N. Okay. All right. Okay, so if you've got some pain and you might want to use that to get rid of it, and in addition to your prayers and whatever else you're doing, we're just believing God for the healing. Also, I know that if you take black tea oil internally, wait, let me finish, please. If you take black seed oil internally, I know that that helps with arthritic conditions, so that could be something else that you could use. I also want to pray for my niece, Yvette, her children, London and Lavea. They're having some very serious issues. And then my sister, Althea, she has her truck that needs to be repaired, and it's been down for several months. And she's just getting a runaround on getting it done, so we just need to pray for that. All right, so somebody needed to say something. The line's open now.
Yes, good morning. Could you spell that cream again, please? V-O-L?
Yes, V-O-L-T-A-R-E-N.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so that is what I had for this morning, and we just continue to pray for the country. We know that there's a need across this nation for correction of different things that have happened down through the years against people of color, and also the things that are going on in the streets. We know that peaceful demonstrations are good, and then there are those who all, there's somebody, we would call it a bad apple in the bunch, who causes all the other chaos in the streets. So we're just continuing to pray for the nation, for healing of our nation, as well as those who have been affected by the deaths that have taken place. We pray for that mother of George, also the different ones who have been killed recently, and those who may still be in mourning because of the loss of a loved one from years ago. You know, people still go through that process. So we want to pray for healing of the spirit today. So that's another thing we'll be praying for today. Amen. All right, Apostle Horsley, it's on you once again.
Oh, that's on you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Darling. We certainly pray for the family members, hallelujah, and things that are going on at this time in the name of Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah to God. Feel the prompting and the moving of the Spirit. Hallelujah to God in the name of Jesus. Want to reflect on, we have the scripture of the week. Hallelujah to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Abel, Shatan, Akayo, see Abel, your Sunday, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God, that Akayo, see Abel, your Sunday, hallelujah to God. We get back to the scripture week of the lines of open. Let's just come in and praise God for those prayer requests and any prayer requests that you may have. I feel God's moving by his spirit and by his power, hallelujah to God. Want to Abel, see, Tonoko, see that Akayo, I want to add on to the prayer, hallelujah to God, hallelujah to God, hallelujah. God. Hallelujah to God. I want to add on, I know that everyone heard the Mosita Nakaya Siga. I believe in Hebrews it says, take the earnest heed to the things that you hear at any time, lest it should slip. That might be 11, something like that there. But I view the Bible at times like how you'll see as a whole, that when you get the letter, you put it together and it's all there. If there's sections of it, could lead someone there to tell them where we find it, where, what we're talking about. But what happened, hallelujah to God, it looks like, and the Lord had brought this, yes, sir, Lord, thank you, thank you. He brought it to mind, something that came up, hallelujah to God. As I said, I look at the news, I try not to just get to the worship of seeing it there, because what happened is, like Fox, I'm not calling the station, but like a Fox, they say a Fox is very chicken, very cunning, hallelujah to God. I noticed that, you know, that they had updated going to pray, hallelujah. But what it was, came around that they had this officer here that they fired three. They put one in jail. They had him on the third degree murder charge. And they spoke, I don't know that much about the law, so they spoke on the news. I heard of that on third degree. That's committing murder by was working in the accident. They could have got a conviction there. And then they decided to convict the other three. They moved to the second degree, and then they convicted the other three for aiding and abetting the suicide of this murder, aiding and abetting murder. And they were talking about they believe that could do it, then it has to go to court and everything. But what happened was, while they were saying, first they said it's very hard to get a conviction on first-degree murder, and it takes a lot of to get a conviction on proven on second-degree murder. And what came into my spirit was to pray that God would intervene and look on this situation to bring the justice out. Because they had something that they figured that they would have one person, but now you got four people. They talked a lot about if it doesn't go well, that it would throw this country, hallelujah, into chaos more so than it is now. So it's a very strong need to pray. So we go up before the Lord, whatever the praise is that you have, hallelujah, whether it's husband, wife, children, aches, pain in the body, a job, buying a house, car on the table, someone that has passed on, hallelujah to God. We want to pray and we want to worship the God, the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah to God, because it's a strong need, even more so every day. Nothing's getting weaker for His presence to come, hallelujah to God, as we come down and visit, hallelujah, these situations, hallelujah to God. Programs that are gone, it's a major change going on, hallelujah. God, a major change going on, and the change that God makes, when God makes that change, hallelujah, he's going to have to live with that change that God makes, hallelujah to God, because we are children of the kingdom, hallelujah to God. There was a time that that we were kings and priests, hallelujah to God. We are over in Africa, hallelujah to God. We are to the Kent area, please. We are coming to America, hallelujah to God, but not by our choice, hallelujah to God. But we had a relationship, God, hallelujah to God. A lot of things were stolen. A lot of things moved out of place, hallelujah to God. People have came with violence, hallelujah to God, and destroyed the fabric of religion, hallelujah to God, hallelujah to God. They stole riches, hallelujah, from the motherland, hallelujah to God. Things all changing around, hallelujah to God. And then we wound up not anything, hallelujah to God, but we still had the basic root of things. We had the God, hallelujah, of our salvation, the God of creation, worship, praise through the years, hallelujah to God. God brought us out, hallelujah to God. And the thing that's going on, hallelujah to God, against people of color, hallelujah to God, this is a serious matter, because when people are in power, hallelujah to God, and when they have that ability to do whatsoever they want to do, it's hard to break that, hallelujah to God. This is, we need a change. We need the move of God as He did in the Old Testament when He told Moses at the time of Passover to bind his sandals to their feet, hallelujah to God. Take your unleavened bread, hallelujah to God. You have to strike the lintel of your house with the blood of Jesus, with the blood of Christ, hallelujah to God. because the death angel is certainly in the land. It's a plague in the land, hallelujah to God. The name's changed, but it's coming to the land, hallelujah to God. But the songwriter wrote the song, and God had said, when I see the blood, when the death angel see the blood, when he see your praise, when he see your worship, up and praise, hallelujah to God, when he see you training up your children the way that they should go, he'll pass over, hallelujah to God. No one wants to see a loved one die. You couldn't begin to fathom the death, hallelujah to God, that a mother would feel to see her son being crushed, the very life being crushed out of him in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God, that this is a change that affected people, hallelujah. God knows what to let go on in this earth because it's ruled by his command to let them know. That's why he had sent the scripture, hallelujah, at this time to the pastor, hallelujah. Though we war, hallelujah, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The thing that we're able to do is let's get to work. But our strength is in God. To the pulling down of prejudice, it's pulling down of the things that we're going through. It has to be done by the Spirit of God, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, we're here because God has us here. We're here to pray. We're standing, hallelujah to God. This is what works for us. This is when we get God begin to move. He will put us in the clip of the rock. He will do what we would ask him. He said, you help so everything you desire, Mark 11:50. When you pray, believe that you receive it. We're getting somewhere. We're moving, hallelujah to God. They had the like how you see people are coming out, Lord God, those that are able to do things, hallelujah to God. Those that have the wisdom to know how to turn things around, let me pray for them, their strength, hallelujah to God, to get things going forth in the name of Jesus. That God is moving by his spirit and by his power. This is the hour of power of prayer. This is praise deliverance ministry. This is the time to go forth and worship God and begin to praise God, hallelujah to God, to give out of your spirit what God has for the church, hallelujah. Whosoever will, he said, let them come, hallelujah to God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah to God. It's time for you to just tell them if they don't receive it, it's time for them to receive the Lord. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for it in the name of Jesus. We want to pray for the people that are the people that are here, the people that have special needs, hallelujah to God. People that have special needs children, hallelujah to God. Women that have women babies in their bellies, everything, hallelujah to God. We want to go up before the Lord, hallelujah to God. Praise God for the healing and delivering. The power that be, O Lord God, those that are in authority, hallelujah, God, we want to pray for this United States of America. We want to pray for the world this morning, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let's go up before the Lord and pray, hallelujah, God. We're going to break and go see somebody and have a testimony or something like that. Then we're going to have time for that, hallelujah, this morning in the broadcast. We want to pray for the strength of Pastor, hallelujah, God, as we go through, hallelujah, God. Praying for wisdom, Pastor Scholastica, and everyone in their prospective place. They go before the Lord, hallelujah. Cast it down and remain imagination.
Amen. Let's go. Bless you this thank morning, you, God.
In the name of
Jesus. We pray for you this morning, oh God. You are the Lord. We pray, oh God, for the meaning, God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, that is the Lord, that you can make me
whole.
You know what y'all
can do, oh God. Lord, oh Lord, God, all things in thy hands, oh Lord, God. That you're able, oh Lord, God, to heal. You're able to touch families, oh God. You're able to touch families, oh God. Thank you, Lord,
God, take away now.
Lord,
thank you, Father,
God, Casting down. Everything in imagination.
All right, well, we're just thanking God once again that we're here today, that we're able to pray, we're able to come before the Lord in prayer. And you just mentioned, does anybody have a testimony that you want to share this morning,
yes,
something you want to share with the group? Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well. We just thank God once again for the fact that he's allowed us to be here. It's good to be in the presence of the Lord, and it's good to come together and be on one accord with God and be on one accord with one another, because if we are on one accord, we know that the enemy is put to shame. We know that two are better than one. A threefold cord is not easily broken, and it's beautiful to come together as saints of God and to let the devil know that he's a defeated soul. We have the power and authority, Jesus' power, to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by enemies hurt us, so we take that authority and we come against the tricks and schemes of the devil. Even though we may see things going on, especially in our families, that need to be fixed, corrected, or changed, and we know that as we pray, and I know my mom and dad, they prayed for me for many years before I received Jesus as Savior, while I was out there in my sin, while I was doing crazy things. And so that's one reason why we keep the prayers going. It doesn't matter what we see our family members doing or what they're going through. We are believing. We're believing for salvation. We're believing for them to come into the kingdom. You know, the enemy is out there. He's doing his job. He's been doing what he wants to do and try to cause havoc. But we know that God is still on the throne. So we thank God for the fact that we have faith in him. He told us to have faith in God, and without faith it's impossible to please the Lord. And faith without works is dead. There are times when we need to do something other than just pray. He said faith without works is dead. So we have to get out there and do something. If you're looking for a job, you need to go look for one. If you're believing for God to bring peace in your home, you need to go and get it straight with somebody, you know, ask somebody to forgive you or forgive somebody. So there's some things that we can do to help our lives to be better. So we're thanking God that he is with us today and that he is the one who is taking us to higher heights and deeper depths. And so the scripture of the week is in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, and it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." So we're thanking God that we realize that we're not fighting against people. We're fighting against the spirits that are out there. That's the carnal man is not what we're fighting against, but it's the spirit. And we know that there are demonic spirits out there. We have to come and speak out. Sometimes you need to just call out those demonic spirits and tell them that they are destroyed, that they are defeated. In the name of Jesus, we know that through God we can pull down strongholds. Strongholds are things that we have learned over the years that have kept us captive and keeping us out of the will of the Lord. So we're thanking God that we have that ability to cast down those imaginations and things that exalt themselves against God. We can bring things into captivity. We can bring starts into captivity to the obedience of Christ, to follow his word, follow his precepts, his concepts, and live for him fully and completely. And one of the reasons why we want to live for him that way is that so that others who may be watching our lives can see the Jesus in us. Some people may not read a Bible, but they will read you. And if you're full of the Spirit of God, as one of us is filled with the Spirit of God, we know that God will allow these people to see what they need to see and be drawn to Jesus Christ. And we know that we have to live and be that salt in this earth, and we want to be that light on a hill so that people can be drawn into the kingdom. There are so many people who need Jesus. All those millions of people who are out there protesting, many of them need Jesus Christ. So we thank God that, you know, we as a body of Christ continue to pray that people will be drawn into the kingdom. And we believe that God is doing a great work even now to bring people into the kingdom. So I decree and declare that each and every one of us are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that the angels of the Lord will be encamped around about us, that they will bear us up, even if we should dash our foot against the stone, that they will help us. I decree and declare that we are loved and God loves us and we love God and that we will walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. And I love each and every one of you, and I pray that each and every one of us would go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. We pray that you will come back tomorrow. We will see what God has for us, and we will continue to lift each other up in prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022.
I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.